Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
As many of you may know, I have been on a slow boat moving into my house, and I've been so stressed out about how I'm going to decorate and what is going on in my hallways. Thankfully, Framebridge has come into my life. I can easily order online at framebridge.com or visit a Framebridge retail store. I can't wait to visit one of their locations. I'm going to take in some of my old concert stubs so I can hang it in my office. See why Framebridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit framebridge.com or a local Framebridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything. That's framebridge.com. Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wandery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Isn't always picture perfect, and we are three moms just trying to figure it out together. Let's get real with the Think Loud crew. My name is R.
Is this, like, the 200th episode and you're still just as goofy?
Why are you chuckling?
Right?
Chuckling.
My name is R.
I don't know.
Just kidding.
I just think the fact that it's the 200th episode and I'm still reading.
Well, I don't really know if it's been new. 200 episodes.
No.
Travis, what episode is this?
I think we're, like,
on
our, like, 100 and something.
Yeah, like 116 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I gave us, like, still, 100 more.
Still.
Hi, guys. So we put up a Q&A of, like, I want to say, like, maybe 2 weeks ago, and just kind of asking you guys what are some topics you want us to hit us on. We've, no joke, been sitting here for probably the last 10 minutes, like, what should we talk about? And then I was like, oh, let's talk about some of the things you guys threw out. So there's probably a bunch of questions here and different topics geared to different people. So I'm just going to start us off.
Let's start us off.
Go for it.
All right.
Hit us.
I was going to read your IG name, but I don't know if I'm going to sound stupid.
Don't do it.
Sin Sinna.
Oh.
I think that's it.
No,
I think that's how you say it.
I don't even know where you are.
Okay, follow me. C-I-N.
Uh-huh.
S-I-N-N-A-A. Sin Sinna, no? Y'all not getting that vibe?
No.
I'm trying to find it in the phone.
Whatever. My girl said... Oh, wait. Maybe I'm not supposed to say her name.
fail, and fail again.
Whatever, fuck it. Okay, three steps in a relationship or while you're single. How do you guys feel about it?
Okay, I love you, Shani. No.
Okay, Shani.
Shani's been thinking about this. I've actually gotten asked this question the other day.
Oh.
And
They like asked, if you would be down for a threesome.
Yes. Okay. They said, hey, I have a question for you. Would you be down to have a threesome? And I told them no. The reason why I say no is because I feel like I'm one. Okay. I've done a lot of thinking about this question because one, if I'm in a relationship with this person and like I'm invested and we've had sex and it's amazing, I don't think I would love to share my partner with somebody else.
Okay.
Two, am I bringing in the woman or are you bringing in the woman? I rather bring in the woman because
set your own rules.
It's my, you know, my thing. And then I was asking, I was like, so the person who asked, the couple that they know, they have them all the time.
Like swingers?
I don't know if they're married or together, but he was like, they have them all the time. And the girl brings the girls in.
Okay.
And I'm like, do they have boundaries? Is there boundaries?
Are there rules to it?
Right, is there rules to it? Like, are we all fucking? Are we all...
Is everybody getting penetrated?
Right, is everyone getting penetrated?
Are we all kissing?
Like, what are the rules? Are there rules to this game?
Going down on me?
Right. Am I allowed to do this to the girl? Like, what are the rules to a threesome?
So what did the person say? What are the rules?
There was no boundaries.
What are the rules?
So I couldn't picture my man having sex in front of me with another woman.
What are you supposed to do while they're having sex?
I don't know. I'd be like, bitch.
Stand up and put your thing in his face.
So you've clearly had a threesome. You just told us where you pointed your vagina.
I'm just saying, right now, that's like, my man is...
Asking, Kyle, have you had a threesome?
I've had one threesome.
Okay.
Did you enjoy yourself?
Was this your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, so this is a... Okay, so then I don't think that
counts. Was someone who I was, like, dating, like, I was in a relationship with.
Why did you go relationship and do that thing with your eyeballs? Like, are you in a relationship or not in a relationship?
Yes, I was exclusive with this person.
And was it your idea or was it his idea?
It was mine.
Oh. Did you pick this? Did you pick this girl?
I picked the girl. Yeah.
So you what wanted she to look like?
So you wanted to
Was
have...
it a feminine looking girl or a non-fem girl?
She was a feminine brown girl.
And you were attracted to her, and you were like, hey, I like this girl.
Yeah.
Would you be down to have a threesome with us?
Well, it didn't necessarily go like that, but like...
It just like, it just happened?
Well, I didn't, like, that wasn't my first initial, like, hey, that wasn't my first initial
So she wasn't a random girl?
No, like, I got to, like, we hung out with her, she was cool. And then the conversation...
When
like,
did you meet this girl?
Who the fuck is this girl?
No. Me and Chad, like, what this girl? Who is this girl?
I couldn't even tell you her name.
Okay.
This was like years ago.
You met this girl out in the
streets.
We need a full picture.
Okay.
Yo, that's what I'm about to say. On the street.
Kyle's trying to act like she knew this girl. She don't even know the girl's name.
No, I didn't know the girl. Like,
okay,
we
so
met.
You just said that you guys hung out. Yeah.
You hung out that day.
Yes, Shannon. She hung out that day.
And he said, hey,
break
girl.
It down. Because Kyle seems like she's trying to lie for a second.
No, I just like, oh my God, I just admitted to having...
It's okay.
I met this girl and I was like, she cool.
And no, she wasn't just cool. You said, you fine. Get in my bed.
She wasn't even like fine. She was just cool. I liked her personality.
She liked her energy.
Yeah.
She had sex appeal, obviously.
She fulfilled something that I guess I would like an energy that I was like, curious about. And yeah, it was nice. I had a threesome.
So how did you go from like, hey, like, ooh, we're vibing, you know, at a bar or whatever.
How do you do that?
To like, hey, this is my man, to like, hey, now we're all in the bed.
Well, first it was like me and him, we were there, and she was like chilling. She
by
had,
herself?
Like, she was with a group of friends. Her friends left. And then it was like...
Because
we were,
of you guys. Okay.
And it was the way that, like, the area that we were in, it was... so crazy talking about this.
It we was, got like, it. I need to know details.
To, like, socialize with other people. Like, or be, like...
Okay.
With other groups. It wasn't, like, a bar, quote, like, dark. It was, like, a rooftop type situation.
Okay. So now the three of you guys are vibing.
Yeah. And I honestly don't even remember what happened, but...
Did you guys get a room? Did you, back to your house?
He got a room.
At the place you were at?
Yes.
Oh, so what happened? Bam, bam, bam.
And she tried to tell us they hung out.
She said they hung out. Meaning, like, she called her back up and said, hey, girl, come over.
I remember the other night we back.
So were you guys drinking? Am I really going to do this?
Were you guys intoxicated? Were you smoking?
No one was smoking. I got a few drinks, but I wasn't, like, drunk.
And obviously,
let's get to the nitty gritty.
Oh my God, how I'm not answering.
So now we're in the room.
Yes.
Now it's happening.
So wait, so we did talk about like there were boundaries.
Okay, that's what were my your question. Boundaries? What are your boundaries?
Like you had to like use a condom, like, okay. like stuff like that.
Was she having sex
like,
with your man?
Could they kiss? Could you guys kiss?
I don't care. Like, I didn't want to marry this man. So I was like.
So I think it's different if you're really in a relationship with this is like your husband or like your long term partner. That's when you really.
Would you ever have a threesome with Zach?
Would I have a threesome with Zach? No, that motherfucker better bring a blow-up doll if he wants to have a threesome. Don't bring no B-I-T-C-H up in my house, okay? Let's lay it down now.
And that's my feeling. If I'm in a full-on relationship with you, fuck no.
The biggest threesome me and Zach will have is if he blows up a doll and says, this is Sally. I'll piss on Sally all night. Open her legs, babe. What you want me to do with her? That's as much as it's going down.
I'm crying.
Oh, I have another idea. You want to spice it up? Put some bitch on the TV. She could be doing something. Act like you literally put her on the screen. Jack up on her face.
Ryan
like,
said, I'll switch my hair up for
really,
you.
Really? That's it.
I will change my hair.
She
we
said,
can dress
Jack up.
Jack up
on her face
what
on the screen. Go ahead, babe. Live your best life.
Live your best life. But no.
No.
I feel
like. I don't
like
think I could do it as a married
marriage
person.
Marriage is so sacred to me, especially as a newlywed. I feel like you have to keep shit between you and your man. Now, if that's your thing, if that's how, like, you've already laid that foundation in your relationship, then I think that's different. I feel like if Zach and I had
in your,
like, as a dating couple, if that was just our thing, and I feel like that is some people's shit, like, bringing other people in. And no, I'm not knocking you for it.
No.
But I don't think that, I actually know that just was not our foundation. So I feel like if Zach came to me right now and was like, hey, like, I'm interested in having a threesome. Like, no, the fucking not. Like,
no.
I only did it one time. That one time was enough for me. I was like, there's too much.
There's
like,
too many questions I would
so
have.
Much going I have on. Way too many questions. I have way too many, like, what's next? And what are you doing? What am I looking at?
How do we decide
I
when
hate
we're
you
all finished?
Now. I will
like,
never.
At what point do we all decide, like, okay, we're done?
And for me, like,
what do you do after?
Oh, just look I was, at each like, other? Showered, look at, like, because I was scared. I was, like.
Did she stay after the shower? Did she shower?
No, we
did
showered.
Did you shower with her?
Everybody showered and took a bath before. Like, there was, like, shower.
Wait.
Like, a shower before.
Wait, everyone showered before.
My head's starting
like,
to hurt.
I know, because I was, like, this is. Okay, y'all. Now I feel like I'm talking too much.
We're here now.
Yeah, like, I'm thinking back. I'm, like, everyone showered. Like, we shower together.
Yeah, and that's just, my thing. It's like, okay, if like, my husband said, let's have a threesome, he would have to wear a condom with her. So now, and logistically, are you wearing a condom and taking it off to screw me, like, and then putting it back on for her? Like, I just feel like that's so
much.
That's
where I was like, it gets confusing.
But then I wouldn't
want to
touch my man after that.
You can't come over here with that.
Or if your man is so into her, and you're just like looking at him. I would be like, or if he's like, if you finish with her, like,
right?
I just feel like I would get my feelings hurt.
And that's why I don't think I could have a threesome. That's why I don't. If you are a partner of mine or somebody wants to be with me, get that out of your system before you come to me.
Yeah.
Or don't even tell me about it, because then I'll look at you maybe a little different.
I felt like a partial voyeur that night.
How
there was
about
a point where I was just like,
if I came to, if you go to your partner the same way they would come to us and say, hey, I would like to have a threesome. I'm going to bring another guy into this.
Right. That's what I was thinking.
That's
what if
wild.
I was like, I want another guy.
Yeah.
I want a guy to fuck me. Another guy.
I think. I want to have a threesome.
He'd be like, oh, this is a prank, first
and
of all.
I want to bring a guy into it. I don't think you guys would see me for like 3 weeks.
I don't think Zach would even take you serious.
I feel like he'll push me down the stairs.
What? No, I just...
Oh my God. Go sit down.
Yeah, I think I'll be on timeout for a while.
And he'd be like, yo, Shia's just fucking reckless.
Zach would laugh at me because he would just know I'm not even being serious. Yeah. But
I just think he wouldn't even entertain it.
I don't think that's for me. I don't think a threesome is for me either.
No, I'm good. I don't need another one.
Kyle. Yeah. I really want to know, like, because I feel like we have our opinion on it, and I'm not knocking anybody.
No,
that
I think it's great for people.
I just want to know, if you're a person that has threesomes with, like, a husband or a wife or a really long-term dedicated relationship, how does it work?
I know some people that we can, like, invite on who are in different, like, relationship structures.
I want to know. You know, I want to know from a non-judgment, like, standpoint. Like, I'm genuinely like, how do you guys set boundaries or a safe word? Or, like, if you're having
like
sex.
If you're done, like,
And you're about to be done, like, do you hurry up and finish with your partner, like, your original partner? Do you finish with that partner?
See, that's
like,
another thing to think about.
You have to talk about ahead of time. Like, I feel like it's one of those things where you really have
that's
to.
That's why I feel like there's so many factors into having a threesome. Like, I would have so many fucking questions. Like, what are the details of me being with you? Like, what are the details?
So the person who brought it to you, did you ask them what are the details, or they just said there's no boundaries?
Oh, no, they were just, they never had a threesome.
Oh.
They were just wondering because they were...
The other couple there
was having a conversation, and like, he was curious of, like, my thoughts on my perspective. And I brought my thoughts and perspective, like, and he was like, yeah, I'm with how you're thinking because, like, I don't think I could look at my partner the same. And then it was funny. They were like... They were like, well, they had another WTF, and they were like, another couple came to them and was like, oh, well, sometimes to help our relationship, we pick another, a whole nother couple.
It's like swingers.
Yeah, to switch.
Yeah.
And he was like, fuck that shit. Yeah. Like, I'm not letting my girl have sex with another man.
I'm just like... You know, 30 years into marriage, what is that the conversation? Like, because
I'll tell you in 30 years.
Yeah.
My parents aren't over here.
Shannon, what if you found out your parents were secretly swingers and that's how they've been married for that long?
I'd be disgusted.
I would be like,
wow.
Get your shit back.
Y'all figured it out, huh?
I for sure have seen toys in my mom's closet.
Oh,
and
my
I'm like,
God. You know, I feel like I think that's true because I say this now as a newlywed and I'm like, no, but maybe in 25 years,
but what if
we do
other,
different things?
You might discover new layers of intimacy within
which
your relationship.
Which is fine, but I would want to find a couple right now that's my age that's also newlyweds. And I want them to explain to me how to have a safe threesome.
Are you curious?
I am curious.
Okay.
What's happening? Sorry. Oh, I'm like, where's she going? From the standpoint of, oh, I'm going to listen to them and their rules and take them back to my husband and say, okay. I found out
but
the rules
just,
of threesome.
Like, how does this
but
work?
But I want to know how it works without getting your feelings hurt.
Yeah, because it's like there's emotions, there's like safety. Like, how do you physically do things? Like,
where is it done at?
I think I'm just personally.
I wouldn't feel comfortable
like for me,
anybody
at
to
this
my
point,
house.
It's like there's
because
like STD checking. Like there's to me, I feel like if I were to do it with my man, like in my relationship, my husband, like there would need to be formalities where it's like.
But then do the formalities take away the spontaneity of it that takes away like the fun and
probably.
like the set, like, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
no,
like,
you
I feel
wouldn't,
like
be, you
I
wouldn't
feel
be
like
safe going into it and knowing that rather than being like, oh, I'm
but
in
do you
the
think
moment
that's how
and then
everyone
being like,
I don't think that's how everybody thinks.
I don't think everyone.
No, I don't think like that, but. Because
then that's like how you were at a bar or whatever.
And you didn't have STD testing, did you? See?
But I wasn't like, I wasn't like.
I don't even want to know where that was.
I was watching.
So a part of her question also said in a relationship versus when you're single.
Yeah.
I do think that if I was single, I would have a different answer.
I'm single. I'm single, and I think I've really thought about it. If I was like just like having fun, maybe.
Yeah.
maybe I can.
I'm like, and I'm also, if like, I was just like, I don't have to be like a super intoxicated, maybe like on vacation somewhere. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Like, it has to be like the,
if it was super, you know, it like, would have to be somewhere on a super duper vacay where nobody could ever figure out who the hell I am.
And I think that's where, if I were to, yeah, like, I couldn't know the, like, I couldn't be like, yeah, attached to a person.
Yeah.
Because then I
this
feel
is
like
what I think about for myself personally is, okay, let's say Zach and I, you know, have a fun night out, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We go down to Melrose or Hollywood, whatever.
Oh.
We're drinking and whatever. You yes, know what I mean? Yes, like, one yes of those nights. And then it's like, oh, we're having a threesome. And then the next day, I'm on the tabloid of some girl saying, I screwed Cheyenne's husband. And I'm like, I was there too. Like,
bitch, I right screwed. You screwed so me too.
That's shit that I think about. So yeah, now I'm like, do that's we sign people an NDA first?
Yes, you do so, NDA.
I just feel like that's just there's doing too much.
It's a lot.
I'm back to just bring in the blow-up doll. I will fuck up a blow-up doll.
That's why you gotta find somebody who's cool.
Right, and then have different toys. And I think that's where, like, I rather spice up my relationship. Like,
with toys.
With toys. Oh,
wait, what do you guys think about toys? Because I got a lot of feedback when I posted my toys from Womanizer from people who are like, why do you need a toy if you have a husband?
I think toys are fun, and they're fun to experiment with. I feel like I've been experimenting with toys and what I do like and I don't like. And I feel like you can experiment them with your partner. I feel like your partner enjoys it too. It's just, I feel like things are fun. Like,
and there's toys literally created
for you guys.
And there's toys created for couples and partners. Like, there's interactive things.
Right. I went to the Hustler store the other day, and I found a couple new toys that I would love to, like, try out. There's one that, like, for the partners, like, where it's for you, and then your partner can control it with, like, his voice or, like, like, vibration mode, and it's, like, in your panties. And
oh, my God. Zach has wanted to get those before, and I'm so scared.
That you're going to just be, like,
that we're going to be at dinner, and I'm going to be creaming on myself.
I mean,
turn the goddamn thing off!
And that's what I was thinking about. You just walk in, and you're like,
give me another drink.
But, yeah, there's so many toys out there, I think. I was so coming from a person that was so against toys and was like, I'll never have a vibrator. I'll never, why do you need that when you have a penis? But,
and I feel like that's the people who were coming at me, like, why would you need a toy if you have a husband? And I've learned, like, not to argue with people online because the comments that, like, are really, you know, going overboard where it's like, dang, you're coming at my neck. Other people will comment and it starts a conversation.
Right.
So I saw one where a girl was basically saying, like, I shouldn't use toys. I have a husband. And a girl responded, or a woman responded, and was like, you know, toys can be for different things. They can use them together, but she can also use them to masturbate.
Yeah.
And people are like, why would you be masturbating if you have a husband? Y'all husbands never leave the house. I'm just wondering, like.
Or, like, you want.
I didn't know that it was against the rules that once you get married, you can't touch yourself anymore.
That is it. Well, yeah, I feel like now
God,
that
why do you look stressed?
I don't know, because I'm going to be like, you want to watch me with this vibrator? Right. That's going to be me as a wife. Like,
right, like, let me turn you on. Like, I'll be your personal porn star. Yeah, like, let me show you what I can do.
Want to watch this body work?
Want to see me squirt? Like, I don't know. Oh, my God, Shannon.
Sorry.
Shannon, the first time she did it, she called me. She said, why didn't you tell me what my body was going to do? And I said, oh.
There was another sex question on here, and I feel like
I didn't know, Kyle. You didn't warn me.
You know what? Some things you need to just allow
discover
to happen and just, yeah. That was great. That made me feel.
That was great.
Yeah. I wasn't there, but the way I'm like, yes, Shannon, I was cheering for you.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, somebody said, dang, I'm really trying to find it because it's about what we're talking about now.
It's a sex-related question?
Yeah, it's about sex. Well, somebody just said, can you talk about
all things sex.
Basically, the question was, how do you have a sex life. How do you have a healthy sex life with kids? And I think that can be if you're single or not single. So do you guys, what do you guys think?
Jeez. I think I found... Sounds like I'm discovering myself all over again, which I think I am within this sex life. And I feel like I've found my match in sex.
Like with who you're having sex with now.
Yes. Because I feel like I'm discovering and they're discovering new things and we're just like so elated with it. And it's just so much
when you
fun.
Say new things.
Okay.
I'm just a fly on the wall.
Okay.
Okay, just a small little gnat flying around.
Not a gnat.
A gnat, bitch. One of the annoying ones that be off in your face.
I'm just really curious. Like, what are these new things?
What are new things? Because I'm imagining y'all in, like, different positions. Yeah. Or is it, like, a new level of, like, you didn't know your body could orgasm like that?
I think it's, like, new, like, just... new positions, new feels, new touches. Mm. I think it's just like the
things
intimacy
and
like
together.
When you find a partner that like, I find myself very sexual. And so when you find somebody that is just as sexual as you and is like, what's next? What do you want from me? What do you want me to do to you?
Ooh.
To like, what excites you? Like, I need to know what excites you. So when you have somebody like that, you're like, oh, shit. It makes you go deeper inside yourself. Like, what excites me? Yeah.
So what if you are dating somebody and you really like this person, right? Uh-huh. Like, you really feel like this is your person, but you guys haven't had sex yet. And then you have sex and you realize...
It's horrible. Sorry, no.
Damn.
Just kidding.
You realize, like, you're... sexual intensity and level is a bit higher than theirs and you're not matching. How do you get that to balance out? Have you guys ever experienced that?
Yes.
So what do you do?
I left.
Same.
But then, no, I there's one where I was there for a long time and that just wasn't a focus of mine. So I don't know if I can answer this, but at that time, where I am now, it's a conversation. Hey, this is what I like. These are my kinks. These are the things that turn me on.
And what if they don't want to do them? Then that's not a relationship for you?
No, it's not. Because I'm a very sensual, like, sexual person.
Do you feel like in your 30s that you become even more sexual?
Yes. Only, well, it's not that I become more sexual. It's that I'm able to, like, articulate and communicate, like, my needs more, I think.
Yeah.
Or, like,
do you feel like that?
What I actually... kind of like, and I'm not afraid to like
say what you want.
So there's like certain kinks that I have where like in dating, like this is what I'm into. Like it's the some will be
you
like
try
I'm not with that, and some are like I've never, okay, but right. like I'm, if I'm this is what you're, yeah, this if this is what you're into, I'm open to doing it. And in that way, it's like they're able to share more, like on a more transparent, vulnerable, whatever level. So like, if I can't talk to you sexually, like, or like within those realms, you're not my person, because I am not a vanilla type girl. Like, yeah. I like to
explore me.
Yeah, like,
explore my body. Like,
there's, yeah.
So. Okay, are you guys, I want to know from y'all if in your relationships, do you guys talk about sex? Like, yeah, I feel like for our audience, healthy. Like, do you guys, I think to have a healthy sex life, yeah. you have to talk about sex within you your partnership or whatever. So, but I do feel like there's probably people who don't talk about sex.
And there's sex, like, there's, like, sex coaches, like, intimacy coaching, like, that people can go through. So it's like, if you do hit, like, a roadblock within your partnership, like, there are people who can help, like, guide you or, like, try and get you back onto, like, a similar, you know, get you guys in a groove that works for your style. So I think it's also, like, if how bad you want it with that person.
And I also think it also falls in with, like, toys. Like, masturbating and all those things all fall into, like, having a healthy sex talk with your partner. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's all – it's interesting to learn about somebody's sexual, like, things mm-hmm. that they want, or, like, does your partner watch porn, or do you watch porn? Like, what are your kinks and things? It's very important to have it.
Hey, will you do this test?
What test?
What test? What?
They have, like, all those, like, kink and, like, BDSM. Is it, like, the BDSM? No, but it, like, will show you different, like, dynamics or things within,
can you,
like,
share, like, what test?
Yourself.
Yeah. Oh. Have you had people do this test?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then it, like, lists, like, things that they like?
Yeah, and I'll be like, some people I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I can, like, be compatible in, like, some of these areas with you. There's some areas where I'm like, nah, scratch that. And then, like, it kind of gives me a different idea, or, like, an overall general assessment, I would say. And, like, kind of helps me, like, you
You're
know.
Very imagining Kyle sitting at home with her phone talking about, hey, I just sent you a link. Can you fill out this link for me? And then screenshot the ending page that you get.
Y'all.
I also feel like sometimes talking about it too much takes away from, like, some of the, like, the kink.
I think
I don't
in
necessarily
a long
need the results.
Relationship,
it's for yourself.
Especially in marriage, mm-hmm. you cannot talk about sex too much.
Mm.
I don't think so.
I think it's healthy.
I think it's healthy, and I feel like I know, like, a lot of my other married friends have told me, like, you know, you might hit a dry spell, and it's like how to get out of that dry mm-hmm. spell, or you might, like, be really sexually active 1 month, and then the next month they're like, you don't want to be fucking touched. Or, you know, some of my friends have been with their guys for years, like 15 plus years, and I still see them, like, you know, doing cute things, and I'm like, damn, you still are, like, super into each other / super sexually mm-hmm. active. How do you guys keep it going for so long? And they're like, we have to, like, try new things or talk about mm-hmm. things. But they do, everyone says they've hit dry spells at one point in their relationship or marriage, and it's how you get out of them.
Mm-hmm. Is the healthy way, like, the healthiest way to get out of it.
Jump start.
Yeah, like, I think jump that the, it, I think it happens, you know?
Well, yeah, like, and it happens. Especially if you add kids, and that was part of the question. If you add kids, and then you probably get overstimulated from your kids, and I'm sure
where, you know, I'm, like, ready, you know, and then and then there's some nights where I'm like, don't touch me because I'm tired.
Right.
There's the tonight and
we have a pillow. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie. We have a pillow on our bed that Remy's mom got me before for our wedding gift, and it literally says tonight and not tonight. And Zach makes our bed every morning, and every morning that pillow says tonight. Every morning.
And it's crazy because sometimes I know it starts on tonight.
I will flip that bitch over.
I'll walk into the room and see not tonight, and I'm like, ooh.
Ooh. Not tonight.
Every morning I look at that pillow and that thing says
I think it might be a late night. We'll all be watching movies together.
But with kids, it's a little bit harder, especially if you co-sleep.
Right.
And both of my kids love to be in my bed. So there are some nights where we have to be a bit more, if we really want to do it, we got to get up out of the bed and go do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like,
go Christmas. Just
we got to go somewhere else. So we and make it happen. Sneak like,
out.
I think if you really want to do it, you will do it. And I feel like there is a level of openness that you have to have with your partner to introduce new things.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
if you don't like
it, you either like it or you don't like it. We've tried stuff and we're like, yeah, okay, I don't want to do that again.
And in the middle of things, you're like, take that off. Don't do that.
And have a safe word. It's so easy to come up with a safe word and respect it. And, like, that's that.
Yeah.
What kind of things are you doing with your safe words?
Yeah, why do you need a safe word? What kind of, what was that movie?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, what kind of 50 Shades of Grey shit are you doing? Kyle's are talking about pineapple!
What'd you say? What did she just say?
Pineapple, 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 stop! I said pineapple!
Are we whipping, Kyle?
Shannon, didn't you get me a whip?
I did.
Yeah, it's in my closet. Every now and then, Zach is like, what did Shannon get us for the wedding? And I'm like, nothing. She didn't get shit. She didn't get a goddamn thing.
She didn't get us no type of stuff.
Wait, my funniest thing is when we first moved, I was like unboxing everything and shit was just everywhere. And I was unboxing everything. Stuff was everywhere. And I come into the bathroom for my bridal shower. I got so
you have so many sex things.
This sex is everywhere.
You need a sex room in your house.
There's so much sex shit at my house.
I would come.
You guys would think that we really need a safe word. Like, the amount of sex stuff that I have in my house.
I'm going to say a chest.
You would think, like, I probably do need a chest. Because right now, I have, like, safe spots that I have to put it. But I had to learn that I had to put everything high.
Because the kids.
Because of the kids. So I'm unboxing everything. I'm not even thinking about these things. And all these things were unused, you know. Yeah. And I walk into the bathroom. And Ryder has... like a feather, like a, but it's like the leather handle and the feather, and she's fucking dusting the bathroom. She's cleaning it. And she's like, Mom, look, you know, and she's cleaning the bathroom. And for a second, it took me like a second to understand, like, oh my God, that's a feather.
That's
like,
a feather. That's for me.
That's supposed to tickle my booty.
I was going
to
say, that's my tickle me tassel.
And Ryder was just dusting the bathroom with it. I'm just looking like,
how do I
take this feather from her? But not make it obvious.
How do I not draw attention to this thing? That
I realized that I have to put all the sex things at the top of my closet because my kids go through my drawers and I don't need another accident.
Kiss me ass and all that happened to me the other day. I was charging my rose. Parker. Parker came into the fucking house. It was on my little night dresser and he goes, Mom. What is this? I said, I don't know. He said, what kind of thing is it?
I don't know.
I didn't know what to say. I just said, go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom, kid. Go.
I've had to learn to be like something that's charging.
It was just sitting in there.
Keep it pushing.
I that's why I said it. I said just charging something. But he saw my rose charging. I did not mean for that to happen.
Gosh, having
boys. Because he kept asking me. He said, what is that? What are you doing with that, Mom? I said,
you don't want to know, son. You actually don't want to know.
You just
Kyle, you've had a lot of free time since your boys are gone.
I have. I bought a new toy. It's not been very exciting. It's been very lonely, actually.
What, your sex life?
Your toy? The toy
not exciting?
What part of this?
Well, the toy does its job, and then I'm like, okay.
What's next?
I'm here. Missing all the other things. Like, this does nothing. I need the touch. I need the feels. Like, yeah, I'm like, where are the pheromones at?
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Ever think those fables and fairy tales from back in the day are just a little bit dusty? Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Join host DJ Fuch and his trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as they deliver remixes of fables and folk tales, rhythm and rhymes, and fun spins on classics as old as time. Grab the whole family and get ready to groove, because they're putting the rap in Rapunzel and getting down with that funky duckling. Where hip-hop and fables meet, it's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to all episodes of Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Gosh, I'm also kind of curious, like, what would happen, like, as a, like, if you go to, like, a sex coach or, like, an intimacy coach?
For people who are not...
just anyone, single, in a couple, dating, like,
I
what does that look like?
If there's anybody out there.
If you've done it.
Let us know.
I
did what?
If you've gone to, like, a sex coach or, like, an intimacy coach.
Or is there, I know there's a lot of people who, I just talked to a friend where the person was overstimulated with watching too much porn. Mm-hmm. And so their sex life didn't work out because...
that's all not real sex.
All he knew was just Pound Town.
Pound Town.
There was no intimacy.
I hear Pound Town, all I can think about is my booty hole's brown.
But yeah, their intimacy wasn't, there was no intimacy. There was just like I just want to, like, there was just fucking.
It was
like,
sex
just,
with no sensuality. Yeah. Ugh, that sounds so dry and just
It doesn't sound like, you know,
warm.
Sometimes... a girl needs a little, like, love me up a little bit before you just...
foreplay.
Yeah, a little something before that.
I was trying to find another question on here. And yes. Zach just texted me. And I don't know why, because I'm thinking all things sex now.
Okay.
And he said, did you put that baby oil on this morning? And I'm just thinking, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I do grease up. Like, uh-huh. It's a known thing. I grease up. My sheet's color looks different from his sheet color because I put so much... product on my body, like lotion, oil.
There's stains on her side.
On my side.
My sheets have stains. They look ridiculous.
Yeah, they look crazy. We just washed our stuff, our bedding. So now I'm thinking, okay, maybe he's seeing like that. You know, mine is oiled up. And he said, "I'm on the toilet sliding."
Oh my god!
Not on the toilet sliding.
But
so your booty must have been real juicy.
Did you take a shower, grease up, go use the toilet?
I did. I greased up after my bath.
I greased up after my bath and sat on the toilet.
Yes. My bad. Okay.
That
Whoa,
is funny.
I wasn't expecting that.
That might be Zach's WTF of the day. He said, I'm on the toilet sliding.
What are y'all WTFs?
Yeah, what y'all got for us? WTFs, words of advice?
I don't know. Okay, frick. I think I had one. And I'm going to be mad because now I can't think about it.
Well, I'm going to give some words of advice.
Boring.
Anyways.
Watch it be really good advice. They're going to be like, Cheyenne's so mean.
Cheyenne's so mean.
I was ready for you to have a WTO because I... never mind. I'll be quiet.
Now you have her thinking.
Yeah, now I'm like, I might have a WTO for you too. My words of advice. So on Saturday, I had plans to go out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I had a two-hour window before, like, me getting off of work and going out. But I didn't get off of work until, like, 30 minutes before I was supposed to be out. So at first I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to go. Went through that whole gamut. But I went home, and I got dressed, and I got myself together. And basically my advice for myself that day was, like, live your life. Yeah, don't be afraid to live your life. And it was crazy because when I was getting out, like, sometimes I get, like, a little social anxiety going places, like, by myself, even though I'm going to meet my friends.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, so when we were on the way, I want to thank my Uber driver. It was crazy. We're in L.A. There were, like, three
helicopters, like, flashing their lights all over, like, the area that I was in. Like, streets were blocked off. And I was like, maybe I should just go home, sir. And he was like, I was like, we can turn around. He was like, Miss Lady, I told you I'm going to get you to your destination safe. Like, aww. Like, don't you worry. Like, I got these streets.
He called you Miss Lady?
I don't know what he called me, but.
Okay.
I don't know what he called
she
me.
She didn't like that part of the story.
I don't know what he called me, but it was like on a Miss Lady vibe. Like, yeah, so I ended up going out and I had a really nice time and I was just really happy to be outside and like just have that sense of like freedom, like not be scared, which I think I feel silly saying that because I'm not like a scared person, but like after COVID, I think just like mentally going out places like public spaces, large crowds and like just all the stuff you see on the news sometimes, it's just like it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And then there's this other weird layer with like, you know, families on TV and like sometimes people do approach and so like, you know, I never know what to expect or what's going on. But I ended up going out and I had a great time and I was really happy I did. And I'm gonna do it again. So I guess my little words of advice are like, don't be scared to like live your life and step out. Like it's okay to get out your comfort zone. So yeah, that's what I got.
Shy.
Now I'm trying to think of what my WTF. Shy and
I'm not gonna put your business out there.
Friday.
Friday. What happened Friday?
Oh, no, let's leave that alone.
I'm not going to put your business out there.
Not even Friday. Yeah.
I don't think I necessarily have a WTF. I had a WTF, and I'm pissed off because I thought about it the whole way here, and now I can't think about it, and I feel like that always happens.
Is it your car? Can we say my WTF for you is your car still?
That goddamn car. Is your car still? No, my car is still in the shop, and I don't know, my car hates me, but I'm gonna trade my car and get a new car because I'm overpaying for a car that continues to have to be put in the shop, which is just annoying. But I don't really have a WTF. Teen Mom is back, airing. It comes on Wednesdays on MTV. I just want everybody to watch it. I feel like it's a good season. It was a long season. Like, we started shooting for this season probably 6 months ago. If not longer. I think we started right after the wedding. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I will say that with it being on air, it comes with a lot of, like, another level of stress and anxiety and weirdness. And I just want to remind people that we're still human and to give every single person on the show grace. Realize that we put our lives out there to be relatable for people and we share things and then we have to watch it and we already lived it and then we have to get ridiculed for it forever. So just give everybody on the cast grace and realize that yes, it is a TV show, but it's still our real lives. I've seen a lot of hateful comments towards people on the show and I know if I'm seeing it, they probably see it and it's so easy to say, like, we signed up for this. Yeah, we did. But also, like, we're still people. And that shit still hurts. So just be kind to everybody, including myself.
Yeah, and just because they quote, like, sign up for it doesn't give you, like, why be mean?
Yeah.
You know? I don't understand.
I realize that, like, with internet culture and social media, it's just way easier to be mean through a keyboard.
I think they're allowed.
It's your right to be opinionated. But just realize that we're still humans.
Yeah. And we have feelings.
We still have feelings. So if I look fat, I look fat. Do I want you to tell me I look fat? Not really. I really don't. I'm just saying. Like, it's that simple.
Right.
Trust me, if you're watching it and you think, damn, she looks big, trust me, I'm watching it thinking I'm humongous. Yeah. So
don't bring me down even more.
What I mean? Like, don't continue to hurt a hurt person. So that is my tidbit. But please watch the show. And even if you don't want to watch the show, just turn it on. Mute us. We need the ratings.
Record it.
Mute us.
Put us on mute.
And be kind.
Yeah.
That is
Because if not, I'm going to come up in the comments this week.
No, we're not. I already had one of my friends call me today, like, I really wanted to comment, but I know you'd be mad at me. Yeah, don't.
I haven't been in the comments in a long time. Like, don't. Time.
Just let it go. I be seeing my family members
every now and
commenting every now and then. I'm like, oh, you don't woke them up. Okay, Shannon, what's yours?
I don't have anything this week, you guys.
All right. It's okay. Bye.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. You want to put an intention out there?
Follow your heart and love hard.
I love it. Okay.
Always.
I'm down for
that.
That's
what I got to say.
Me too.
Mm. Well, thank you guys for listening.
Oh my God.
You can follow us on Think Loud Crew on your favorite podcast platform. And like, comment, and subscribe.
Go Shannon.
On YouTube and Instagram.
Whoa.
And where can they find you, Shannon?
You can follow me at Hair by Shannon C.
And you can follow me at R. Kyle Lynn.
You can follow me at Shy Not Shy. And don't forget to tell your crew about our crew. All right, guys, have a good week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.